Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. Some of you have been calling me, and that is wonderful. We are becoming a team now, a family, with many of you. Okay, now we are continuing discussing the topic of the unreached people group. We are exploring, considering, examining the challenge of reaching the unreached people group that exists in our world today. And I want to mention, in case if you haven't heard our last programs, I have to share with you the good news. I have good news, I have bad news. Which one do you want first? Okay, let me share the good news first. We are living in a very exciting times. Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. In 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. 180 AD. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. Hallelujah. All right. God's army is defeating, conquering the kingdom of Satan. Now, let me prove it to you. In the past few decades, in China, Christians grew from 1 million to 100 million. Wow! I think even more than 100 million now. Nepal, 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. But thank God for our wonderful pastors in America and Christian leaders in America and other places in the world. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians in Nepal. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct people groups. Give you the bad news now. The bad news is the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Hindu, Buddhist, and Muslims. Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. So we are talking about reaching the unreached people groups. Now, if you are wondering and wants to be more specific, what are some of the least evangelized people? I can mention to you the Arab people, two, Turkish, three, Iranian, four, South Asians, five, East Asians. Six, Tibets. Tibets. And I read a lot about missions. I talk with Christian leaders, missiologists, and I get some good information after I analyze everything and make sure that the most important thing will be shared with you. And I want to mention to you now, missiological breakthrough is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about gospel movements for the first time to an unreached people group. Okay, missiologists also talked about pursuing closure. The idea of closure is not finishing the work of evangelizing every living person. No, it is completing the work of seeing the initial breakthrough in every people group. Why? Because this will be the beginning of all the blessings God desires to bestow on this group. Okay, now we move to God using you and me. God using the Christians that in their daily lives, they make choices to prove that every day is important in walking with God by faith and obeying God in the best way they know how. Every action counts. Every personal relationship counts. Every decision counts. Every dollar counts. You get the idea. And I am convinced that since you are hearing our program, God guided you to hear it, most of you will be used by God in a powerful way, in a significant way, in a strategic way to fulfill the Great Commission and to accomplish some of God's eternal purposes. I love it. I'm excited. Okay, what is an unengaged people group? It is one that has no active church planting underway. Unengaged people group. A people group is engaged when a church planting strategy consistent with evangelical faith and practice is under implementation, which means the process of moving an idea from concept to reality. I hope you are focusing with me. An unengaged people group is one that has no active church planting underway. A people group is engaged when a church planting strategy consistent with evangelical faith and the practice is under implementation, which is the process of moving an idea from concept to reality. What is effective engagement? Okay, effective engagement is commitment to serve long time in the local language and culture of this unreached people group, and sowing in a manner consistent with the goal of seeing a church planting movement emerge. Okay? Are you with me? All right. Now, let me share with you something called frontier missions that missiologists wrote about. In America, for example, they wrote, if you served displaced Kurdish refugees from Iraq who do not have thriving Kurdish church, you are ministering to unreached people group. Your ministry will be cross-cultural and frontier missions. Are you with me? In America, if you serve displaced Kurdish refugees from Iraq who do not have thriving Kurdish church, your ministry will be cross-cultural and frontier missions. reaching unreached people group. However, if you go to the Amazon jungle to serve among churches or among groups that have already viable churches among them, this is just regular missions. This is just regular missions. So I want to ask you, I want to test you if you're listening attentively. Breakthrough. What is a breakthrough? Breakthrough is to cross or jump the boundaries to bring about gospel movements for the first time to an unreached people groups. Okay, what is people group? A people group is a significantly large grouping of individuals who perceive themselves to have a common affinity for one another. That is a people group. Well, why they have a common affinity for one another? It could be because of their shared language, religion, ethnicity, residence, occupation, or class. Okay, now the important question is, what is unreached people group? It is a group of people, a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Repeat it again. Unreached people group is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of Christians able to evangelize their people group. Okay, we know that this is strategic and important. Why? Because we know the gospel spreads much easier within a people group where churches exist than jump from one people group to another. All right, so now remember the necessity of one, identifying an unreached people groups. Two, praying for this group. Any ministry starts with praying. Three, evangelize them. Four, planting a church. Very exciting. Well, you might be thinking, I am hearing a big serious talks here. Unreached peoples, Muslims, planting in churches. I am sure if I can help or what can I do? Well, it's a good thing to know, realize that you cannot do anything without Christ living in you and guiding you and enabling you to do something for God. Neither you or I can do anything. However, I believe that you, by being here with me, hearing this program, I believe this is a good start indicating that God has a plan to use you. And God will guide you. And God will speak to you, even right now, today. Because remember, missions, saving people, is really God's idea. It is not my idea or, your pastor idea. And just to be walking with God, to be in the will of God, to be in the position is to be, meaning that you are in the position that allow God to use your life. And I want to share with you, maybe I share with you my testimony, I haven't shared it much with you in the past. Might encourage you. I used to work as a defense lawyer in Egypt, practice law in my father's legal firm. Most of my clients were drug dealers and criminals, and all of them were guilty. I was not able in Egypt to live the life God called me to live. Actually, I tried to share Jesus with Muslims a few times, give them Christian materials. I was arrested and I got into troubles. And then God called me to leave Egypt. God spoke to me from Hebrew 11, that by faith, Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses chose to lose the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his great reward. And God told me, Sammy, you are lying in court. You are helping the guilty to be declared innocent. You are living for yourself to make money, to please your earthly father. Leave Egypt, go to America. And I came to America and start working in a gas station, pumping gas in 1980. And of course, I, you know, was praying, God, guide me, use me. And I saw a bumper sticker on a car, Jesus Lives. And that guided me to Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. And after I finished UCI, studied for the California bar exam, God called me to love him with all my mind, to let go of my legal career, to collect the evidence and write Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, the book, to present Jesus in the most understandable, attractive, convincing, acceptable way to Muslims without compromise, of course, and to answer Muslims' important questions about our Christian faith. And God has been using Glad News book, translated to 15 languages, published by a major publisher, to equip tens of thousands of Christians to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and also help tens of thousands of Muslims to become followers of Christ. Now, and God is calling me now to use mass media, internet and all that, Google and YouTube, and to even help millions of Christians to be equipped and help millions of Muslims to become followers of Christ. Now, if you asked me when I left Egypt, is God is going to use your life when you go to America when I was pumping gas, I will tell you, I don't know. I am just trying to be a Christian today. I'm trying to, you know, to walk with God. And of course, I fell down, I sinned, I fall short so many times, and I struggled through the years from 1980 to when I started the ministry, 1991. But look at my situation now. Book is translated in 15 languages, and God is using the ministry. Actually, you know, I can't take the credit for it because God used the Christian Americans that helped me to do the ministry. And God used some of the American pastors, and God used circumstances, and God himself enabled me to do the ministry. And you know, if I try to figure that out from the beginning, when I left Egypt, I could not even imagine. And the Bible is right. God will use your life if you walk with God in the best way you know how. You know, I wasn't perfect all these years. But I can tell you, when I sin, I did not have any desire to continue sinning. I will repent and ask God to forgive me and to cleanse me and to help me walk with him again. When I lost my focus on God and on his commandments and on walking by faith, I will cry and will repent and will ask God to help me again. And you can do the same. God can use you in the most powerful way, 100 times more than he used me, if you decided to walk with God by faith and obedience. It is very simple. And we know from the gospel that God using the weak and the foolish. So, we have the biblical foundation that God will use you and me no matter what. Now, back again to our topic, the missionary task must never be sharing the gospel with every living person. Even though God wants every person to hear the gospel, but not from the missionary. The missionary task is to bring about, produce, cause the beginning of a gospel movement in every people group. That is really what is needed now. If you want us to be strategic, so that the people of that culture will eventually hear the gospel communicated to them from someone from their own people group. So when we think about missions, what is the essential missionary task is to establish a viable indigenous church planting movement in every people group.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are almost out of time for today. Want to remind you, I am available. I will make every effort to speak at your fellowship to motivate the believers to love their neighbors and the enemies and equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. So together we can be used by God more to expand His kingdom. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam, my brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.